Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus podcast. It is Wednesday, October 24th. Make way for the Metro Evangelical. Make way for the Metro Evangelical. The article is written by, looks like Andy Crouch. Is that the Mr. Crouch? I thought I saw the name Andy. Yes, Andy Crouch. Downtown Seattle, Daniel's Recital Hall with its soaring arts dome, intricate woodwork, and stained glass is about to become a church again. The developer, who saved it from a wrecking ball, has signed a long-term lease with Mars Hill, downtown Seattle, a resolutely evangelical congregation that has been worshiping in a former nightclub since its founding 2008. With 1,500 members, the congregation outgrew its old, less-than-ideal quarters, where, for a time, the congregants used exotic dancers' cages as coat racks. Christians in Seattle aren't alone in wanting to reclaim the heart of their city as a place for worship. Though the American evangelical movement is often stereotyped as rural, it has actually had its greatest success in suburbs and exurbs, while entrepreneurial pastors found cheap land and plentiful parking to build the mega churches of the past generation. Think Willow Creek Community Church in Illinois, seating capacity over 7,000. But a new generation of church founders believes that city centers will be the beachhead of new evangelization. While U.S. cities are not growing as fast as overseas cities like Lagos or Shanghai, their renaissance since the crime-ridden 1970s is one of the cultural headlines of the last generation, and it has been accompanied by urban congregations. On a Sunday morning in any American city, the signs of change come in literal form, placards on sidewalks and corners announcing church meetings. The growth in city center churches is in tune with the times, summed up by Harvard economist Edward Glazer's book, The Triumph of the City. News outlets like National Public Radio have aired numerous stories on the boom in urban studies, and my own employer, the evangelical magazine Christianity Today, has embarked on a two-year series of cover stories and documentary films about the urban Christian revival called This Is Our City. New York City pastor and best-selling author Tim J. Keller helped spearhead the movement more than two decades ago. In 1989, he moved from the rural Virginia to Manhattan and founded Redeemer Presbyterian Church with several thousand in worship every week. Redeemer Presbyterian is perhaps the most celebrated city center church story of recent years. You go to the city to reach the culture, Mr. Keller tells his congregation. This, he explains, is as old as religion itself and points to what New Testament scholar Wayne Meeks called the first urban Christians. The first century church founded in providential cities all over the Roman world and very quickly in Rome itself. From a missionary standpoint, cities have always been centers of cultural activity and potential congregation. Mr. Keller's followers see the challenge to influence the culture as neglected calling for evangelical churches that have become too complacent on their urban suburban campuses. And given the pervasive secularity and competing temptations of a city like New York, if Christians can make it there, they can make it anywhere. Growing even faster than city center churches are immigrant churches in places like Los Angeles and Brookline that serve new arrivals from all over the world. An urban ministry targeted at the physical and social needs of residents, that is, housing, recreation, space, education, like, have been an emphasis of U.S. churches, both Protestant and Catholic alike, for generations. And this is kind of where we want to pause for just a moment and add a bit of commentary. It's very important for us to distinguish between those churches that are preaching the gospel in the city and those churches that are preaching a social gospel in the city. And you as a listener, you must be astute to understand the difference. While all Christian ministries need to be involved in mercy ministries, and that would be housing, recreation, well, not necessarily recreation space, but definitely housing, food, banks, clothing, those type of physical needs. To say that the church needs to be involved in providing recreation space is just ridiculous. But those things that deal with meeting physical needs are part of the church's mission, but not the primary focus of the church. And even, let's even be clearer, redeeming the culture is not the primary purpose of the church. And so when Pastor Keller says to reach the culture, I would like him to have added, and perhaps he did, and he was just, maybe they just chopped him off. That's the way they do it when they write stories. But I would want him to say to reach the culture with the gospel, or to reach the culture with the person and work of Jesus Christ. The emphasis continues in the new generation. Redeemer Presbyterian's nonprofit affiliate, Hope for New York, gave more than $1 million in grants to community development, counseling, and youth organizations in 2011. And that's, praise the Lord for that. That is excellent. But city center pastors are starting to pay as much attention to the spiritual needs and social influences of residents of the pet houses as those in public housing. This shift from urban ministry to what some call metropolitan ministry seeks opportunities to connect the up and in to the down and out. Maybe what's really happening here, not to disagree too much with the article, is that the churches are recognizing that rich people need the gospel as much as poor people need the gospel, that sinners alike, whether they're wealthy or not, all go to hell outside of Jesus. Mars Hill, downtown Seattle, for instance, not only offers a wide range of services to the needy, but its pastors served a term as president of the Neighborhood Business Association. And like other new arrivals, evangelicals are finding that the city has more to offer than just the advancement of a cause. John Tyson, 36, founding pastor of Trinity Grace Church in New York, says, "The culturally strategic nature of New York was the determining factor that brought him there in 2005. Now he says, we would not want to live anywhere else. Our children are thriving here. We love the city." And praise God for people who are called to the cities. Praise God for pastors who are called to the cities. Cities with so many people in them. Praise God for pastors who are called to reach them. Praise God for people who want to reach the 8.2 million people in New York, or the 3.8 million people in Los Angeles, or the 2.7 million people in Chicago, or the 2.1 million people in Houston, or the 1.5 million people in Philadelphia. And as long as these preachers that are seeking to reach these people are preaching that sinners are saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we applaud their efforts. And I encourage you to pray for these ministries. Pray for the gospel to spread across the world. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.